Hi everyone, today is Sunday, December 16th, 2018. I'm recording this on the deck of Quo Vadis. We are at the mooring ball in Dominica, but we need to catch up with Martinique. We arrived in Martinique on Wednesday the week before, so that was on the 5th, Wednesday the 5th. And we arrived early in the morning, maybe before 10 o'clock. To arrive in Martinique, we had to go through a channel to reach the marina of Le Marin. So it was a channel about a mile and a half long. It looked intimidating on the chart, but once you navigate it properly and follow the bridge, the green and red ones, you arrive in the port, in the marina, in good confidence and without any mishaps. Once we approach the Le Marin, you kind of know you are in a tropical island. You know you are in the Caribbean. You can see the lush vegetation, you can see the palm trees, you can see the lovely beaches, you see the houses on the shore with a different style of being of construction. Everything tells you that you are in a different part of the world, and it was a relief after 19 days at sea to finally go ashore. The staff from the marina were really, really helpful and very friendly. They gave us a nice place in the marina. We kind of have to back our boat to the pontoon, and then you tie off, and then they take a long line from your bow and bring it to a mooring ball in front of the boat. So you are tied to the mooring ball and tied to the pontoon. The marina is huge. They say there are about 800 places. I didn't count the places, but what I can tell you is that you have six big pontoons, and on each pontoon you have at least 50 boats of different sizes, and then you have the mooring field, which is huge. So wherever you look around when you are in Le Marin, you'll see boats all the way around, mostly sailing boats. You'll see some motor boats, a couple of super yachts or motor yachts, but mostly sailing boats and a surprisingly high number of catamarans. Okay. As I said, we arrived in Le Marin on Wednesday morning. By lunchtime, we had the papers done. It was very easy. You go into the office, you register with the marina, then they show you a computer where you can do your clearance. We basically didn't see any authorities. You just go to a computer, put your information, then a page comes out printed. They stamp it, you sign it, and that's your clearing in form. Because Martinique is part of it's a outre-mer territory, so it's a overseas territory of France. Somehow it's considered to be in the European Union, theoretically. So the formalities for us were very, very simple, and I think for everybody the formalities are very simple. And also when we checked out a week later, it was the same, just in front of the computer, put the information in, print a piece of paper, stamp it, sign it, and you're done in 10 minutes. So the first day was just getting back on land, doing the papers, doing a bit of shopping, and just, tidying up the boat and just exploring a little bit the little village town of Le Marin. The next day we did laundry very early in the morning, and then by lunchtime we managed to rent a car. The reason we rented the car is because the transport is pretty expensive. For example, to go to the beach from Le Marin to the nearest beach will be about €3 per person. Multiply that by 4, you get €12 to go to the beach, €12 to come back from the beach, and you spend €24 just for that trip, with the inconvenience of carrying the bags and the rest. So we managed to find a company, local one. We paid 33 euro a day. €33 a day we paid. So we rent a car for four days, four nights. And it was a wise decision. So as I said, Thursday we went to the beach, beautiful. That was the first real taste of the Caribbean and how nice it can be. Long, sandy beach, not very wide, only let's say 5, 6, maybe 10 meters in some places wide. After that you have a line of coconut trees and some other vegetation. Sea was really warm, clear, turquoise, sandy beach as I said, not very crowded beach, just enough people so you don't feel you're alone, but not too many so you don't find a spot for you to feel to feel like you have your own space and not being crowded. So that was the beach, that was the second day in Martinique. Now because we had the car, we were able to do a bit of shopping a little bit easier. Talking about shopping, the prices in Martinique, they are at least 50% more than anything we paid for in Europe, including the bread, soft drinks, beer, anything, it's at least 50% more expensive. On top of that, you wouldn't find any cheap brands. It's all the big brands. For pasta, you only find the established big brands. The same for almost anything. So you wouldn't find the local, the supermarket brands that will make food slightly cheaper. Even those, like for example, you have a Carrefour. So they will have their own Carrefour sauces or sugar or oil, cooking oil. Even those will be a little bit, at least 50% more expensive than that will be in Europe. But we accepted that. We knew the Caribbean is going to be expensive, so we were kind of ready. The vegetables again, really expensive. A kilogram of tomatoes around €4, lemons 4 to 5 euro, potatoes at least 1.50 or €2 per kilogram. But that was it. That was it. Then on Friday, because we had the car, we went to Fort de France, the capital of Martinique, and we are happy we went to Fort de France. We are happy we've seen the Fort de France because at least we knew what's there. But it's a really crowded small town. So because of the topography of the island, you cannot build on a very wide area. The mountains and the hills are on top of you as soon as you leave the coast. So that kind of forces people to build in very awkward places, and the roads will be all windy and narrow, and wherever they find a piece of flat land, they will have like the supermarkets or the shopping centers. So it was a little bit of a headache to even get into Fort de France. We've managed to find a place to park the car. We explored the city by foot. It doesn't take long. You have buildings of different styles, of different sizes, of different ages, all piled on top of each other, beside each other. It's a bit of a mess. Narrow streets most of the time. Shops of all kind. It felt a little bit disorganized. But, we've believe this is the Caribbean, it's not Europe. People live a different lifestyle, they have different, they have different lifestyle, they have different expectations, so different priorities. And that reflects in the way the houses are built and the way they live their life. So in Fort de France, we just walked around. We saw some yachts in front of the town at anchor, and that was enough to give us a taste of the city and somehow to be happy that we chose to go to Le Marin, because theoretically you can choose to come to Fort de France to clear in the country and establish your base. But after seeing Fort de France, we were really, really happy to be in Le Marin, and that's what make us decide to stay in Le Maran for 6 nights. Initially, we only planned to stay for 3 nights, but after seeing Fort de France, we said, okay, no, 6 nights, it's definitely a good idea. So we stayed 6 nights in Le Maran. So we spent basically Friday just trying to get in Fort de France, getting in Fort de France, having a walk around, seeing the famous Schoeller Library. I can't remember exactly the name, but if you search a guidebook, you'll know what I'm talking about. It was a beautiful building, nice and old, made out of iron, and you know, it was a charming building. And after that, we spent the rest of the day trying to get out of Fort de France. On the way, we stopped into one shopping center that had a big Carrefour. And before we knew it, we got stuck in provisioning because we ran out of pasta during our Atlantic crossing. We realized we need more sauces, so we bought more pasta, more sauces. A little bit of soft drinks, but not a lot because they were too expensive to consider. And we spent, you know, a couple of hours shopping there. And then on the way out of this shopping center, on the way back to Le Maran, we came across another shopping center. And because we lost David's iPhone over the side when we were in Canary Islands, I don't know if I mentioned that, but in one morning, yeah, I think I mentioned it, Claudia dropped the iPhone from the gimbal into the sea. So we stopped now and finally found a shop that sells iPhones with not SIM card free. That means without connection to any specific network, so we can use it in every country we go, just put a SIM card in. So we went and bought a new iPhone for David. He was extremely, extremely happy. He was over the moon. With that out of the way, we went back to Le Maran, and that was Thursday. That was Friday. Then Saturday, we went to a different beach, yeah, close to Le Maran, and we spent the morning on that beach. It was a little bit desolated. It was a beach close to Les Salins, the salt pans. Beautiful beach as well, good facilities, like you even have picnic benches in the trees behind the beach. We put the hammock up and we had a bit of fun there. But it felt a little bit too desolated, not enough people on the beach, so we decided to go back to the first beach that we went to, the one closer to town, and we spent the whole afternoon on that beach again. Absolutely lovely, relaxing, proper holiday day. That was Saturday. Then Sunday, because we had the car, we decided to do a tour of the island. So we got into the car early in the morning and we start driving up towards north. So we kind of try to cross the island towards the Atlantic coast, the east side, and then up north. And that was very nice. It gave us a feeling of how the island is, how people live, and what's going on. You will see quite a bit of agriculture, a lot of sugarcane, some banana plantations. And probably there is more agriculture, but of course we didn't come across it. You can basically see that the locals live in smallish houses, some of them in good shape, some of them in not such a great shape, but you can see they try to make the best out of it. And then you'll see the tourist, the European. You notice them instantly, and you know, they just stay on holiday, as we are. So the division between the local population and the tourist, it's quite clear. It makes you feel a little bit sorry for the local people. You can see that they are struggling with the high prices of the food and everything else. You see that, you know, they're just, you know, living day by day, not in poverty, but definitely not in great wealth either. We went to a little beach on the east coast of the island for lunch. On the way, we stopped at a crossroad where locals were selling big barbecues. They were like four barbecues set up beside the road, and they were selling chicken in different forms and pork ribs and sauce and all of that. So we bought a big bag of barbecue, a big bag, and we went to the beach that I mentioned on the east coast. I can't remember the exact name, so I don't want to say something silly. And anyway, there was again a nice beach with tables and benches on the side in the woods in the shade. So we sat down there, like picnic tables. We sat down there and we had our lunch. We decided not to go into the sea on that place. We just had our lunch. And then we head up along the coast up to Grand Rivière, the village of Grand Rivière. And we were just, you know, amazing drive. You go through the jungle, the mountains, the vegetation, just, it's on top of you. The vegetation is on top of you everywhere. You look around and you realize that, you know, even if you try to do agriculture or anything like that, you clear a piece of land and 2 weeks later it will be covered in vegetation again. The vegetation is so wild and so lush, it just overtakes everything. It's quite difficult to keep it at bay. So we went to the village of Grand Rivière. It's said to be a fishing village. And I couldn't not stop wondering, like, how the people that live there can make a living, because okay, you had some fishing boats on the little harbor that obviously go out and fish, but there are so many little houses crammed on top of each other. As I said, one in better state, one not such a good state. I think some of the cottages maybe had like a room only, you know, a room and a couple of windows, and you just see the people, you know, hanging around. But you don't see any kind of industry of anything that will give you the feeling that they can make a living out of it, you know. So again, it was kind of, you know, a sour taste, you know, a little bit of feeling sorry for them somehow. But I don't want to patronize anybody by saying this, but that was the feeling, you know. You go and say, okay, obviously they living there for generations, and they just scrap living, and that's it. They just wait for the next day to happen. So that was Grand Rivière. On the way to Grand Rivière, we stopped to a distillery, a rum distillery, and it was a really nice experience. The entrance was free. There was a catch to this, because once we finished seeing the distillery, it was lovely presented, really interactive, good signage, and we got to understand how rum is made for the very first time. And then you have a place where you can smell different aromas that you recognize later in the real rum, and then you smell the real rum, different vintages, and after that you get to taste them, and nobody's pushing you, but you can buy. And there was definitely not a push from the people who work in the distillery to make us buy rum. But after we've seen the whole distillery, and we understood what rum is about and why you got different vintages and different aromas developed in the, you know, as the rum is older, we are really happy to buy a few bottles of rum, and we end up buying 3 bottles of high quality rum. And we are really not sorry for spending those money on that. After that, as I said, we saw the village of Grand Rivière, and then we drive through the mountains, valleys, kind of onto the west side again, towards the town of Saint-Pierre, which was the previous capital of Martinique before it was destroyed by a volcano in 1902 or 1908. I think it's 1902. Because we initially planned, okay, after we stay in Martinique for a few days, in Le Marin, we'll spend the night in front of Saint-Pierre. So we said, you know what, just check it out. After we had the experience with Port de France, we said, no, just let's check it out before we decide to come and spend the night here. And again, a town on the shore, but again, we didn't feel like it's the kind of place you want to spend too much to. So... We drove through that. Then the road was closed, and there was a detour that took us through the mountains and through, you know, a part of the drive was absolutely wild. It was through some people's back gardens mostly, like no proper road. It was just one way. You almost would believe if you wouldn't have a 4x4, you wouldn't be able to make it. Our car wasn't a 4x4, but we just managed to follow that detour and get back onto the main road. I think they had some flash flooding onto the main road and it was closed, you know, something like that. Anyway, we got back into the marina, Le Marin, later that evening. That was Sunday. Monday, it was the day that we had to bring back the car at lunchtime. But before we did that, we took the car one more time to do a bit more shopping before leaving Le Marin. So, and the afternoon was mostly spent with the children, trying to convince them to do a bit of studying. And after that, they spent a lot of time on internet, because even the internet was very expensive and very hard to get good internet. We realized that, and the children just wanted a bit of internet. And talking about the children, it's all good, all happy, but the studying that we are hoping them to do, it's not at the level that we want it to happen. So they don't do enough studying. That's a fact. I don't know what kind of strategies I need to innovate to convince them to do more studying, but right now they're not doing enough studying. So that was Monday. Then Tuesday was the day that we decided to leave. And we prepared the boat the evening before, and we did a few more preparations in the morning. And around 10 o'clock or so, half past 10, maybe 11 o'clock, I think maybe it was close to 11 o'clock, we left Le Marin with the intention to stop in an anchorage called Lance Blanc, the black anchorage, be an approximate translation. And it was a very small anchorage, absolutely amazing. There were maybe 5 boats, including our boat, in the anchorage, and probably there was no room for another boat. It's such a small anchorage. And we saw 2 turtles swimming beside the boat. We swam to the shore, didn't put anything in the water. A nice long pontoon, very small beach, a nice house, top of the woods behind the beach. Very nice experience. We spent the night there, the evening and the night there. And the next morning we left early. Somewhere else. Okay, hopefully this, the wind is not creating that awful noise in the mic. So we went to this anchorage. It took us only, you know, 4 hours or so, 5 hours maybe. Before lunch we were into this anchorage. It was just us, almost deserted, a few tourists. We're on the beach. We find out later there was a car park behind the forest, like half a kilometer, 400 meters. And from that car park, people will come down to the beach. I can't remember exactly the name of the anchorage, but it's after Saint-Pierre, after Le Pêcheur, and before Grand Rivière. And it's not a big anchorage. We had to anchor in like 4 meters of depth, but it was very good sand bottom, so we anchored really well and we felt safe to go ashore, put the dinghy in the water, go ashore, spend the day at the beach, walk a little bit through the jungle. It was lovely. The only thing that kind of spoiled that experience was there was even a river flowing into the bay with fresh water, and we said, okay, now we're gonna have dinner on the beach. And me and Claudia went on the boat and cooked dinner, And then after we cook dinner and eat on the beach, we're gonna, you know, bath into the river and clean ourselves, because there will be plenty of water, so we can have a kind of a shower in that river. But as soon as we almost finished eating our dinner, four people, half drunk, they came on the beach and they started messing around. They were trying to get attention from everybody. They were just messers, you know. And that put us off from going and, you know, bath into the river. We just packed our bags, put them in the dinghy, went off the beach, because now it was almost dark. It was 5:30. It was almost dark, so you don't want to be on the beach with four grown-up men, half drunk, messing around. It just, you want to be out of the situation. And they even, you know, while I was washing dishes in the river, they came over to Claudia and the children. They tried to talk and, you know, whatever. They were checking our bags, Claudia told me. So she felt very insecure. Tia felt very insecure. We put everything in the dinghy, went to the boat. By the time we almost got to the boat, it was fully dark. We saw them leaving, but we didn't feel at ease. Like, we saw, what if they just left and hide between in the forest, and they're waiting for us to fall asleep, and they come and swim to the boat and start a big mess. Because, as I said, we are very close to the shore. We are maybe 25 meters from the shore, no more than 50 for sure. So it wouldn't take a person more than 3 minutes to swim to us. Anyway, that was that anchorage. It was a lovely place. We had a lovely experience up to the point where we saw those locals. Next morning, we left for the island of Dominica. So in total, we spent a full week on Martinique, or 8 days, eight nights, 6 nights in the anchorage, in Le Marin, and 2 nights at anchor in different spots. We liked Martinique. You have, because it's under French influence, you can see the European influence. People speak French very well all over the place. And that's the language that you'll use. As I said, you know, the planning permission for buildings lacks a little bit of attention from the government, in my opinion, because they are all over the place, different styles. Some are finished, some are not finished. But no, that was Martinique. It was a lovely place. We had a good experience. We spent a week, 8 days. You can spend a couple more days, but that would be it. So you go see the beaches, explore the coast, see a rum distillery, maybe a banana plantation, go up to the mountain, a fishing village, a few remote anchorages, and probably you'll have a good taste of Martinique. We said the prices were a bit high. The car rental was actually decent, at 33 euro per day. The petrol was 1.40 euro or something like that, so not hugely expensive, like normal prices, like Europe prices. But the groceries and anything else will be quite expensive. I mean, after seeing the prices for, you know, for food, when you walk into a designer shop or a high, and you see a t-shirt 110 euro, it doesn't seem too expensive anymore after you've seen tomatoes at 5 euro per kilogram. Okay, so that was Martinique. Next will be Dominica, probably tomorrow.